T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Basically, Dickinson was saying, because he's too cool to play hard if Durant isn't playing.
Wow.
Fillmore Mike. What's up, Fillmore Mike?
Mike.
Hey, Guru, man. You know, you guys are a tag team. You're going to have to start staying illegal along with Steiny, man. Steiny can't be the only one staying illegal, man.
Wow, he didn't give the... Hey, real quick, Mike, I met your girl, Plain Jane, over to the artist over at the Warrior Game. She said, hello, I told her guys like you call the show.
For sure.
Yeah.
Oh, Plain Jane.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Heck yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what's up, man. I love it. But anyway, we're getting a little too cocky, man. A lot of cockiness, man. We have not won it yet. The playoffs has not started. Let's tone it down. Let's hope we play somebody nice and easy like San Antonio. We get a 3-seed. I don't want no challenges, man. Let's do it easy. Let's not get too cocky. Y'all have a blessed day.
Appreciate it.
But what does that mean, though, when you're the best, Donnie? Americans like the path of least resistance. Is that what we're looking for in the offs? I want to play the heavyweights.
Well, you might play the heavyweights and still win.
I'm looking at OKC,
Donnie. It'd be 16-2. Yeah. What about OKC?
They may be down in that near the AC with a loss or two. A loss tonight without Russell Westbrook. I'm predicting that now against Miami.
408 says, Matt, the Warriors looked like the 2006 Warriors the past two games. Motion, defense, and balance. They didn't really have a lot of balance against Oklahoma City.
He went 06.
No, 16.
Oh, okay. I was like, damn.
I think Steph had 33 and Clay had 23. Nobody else had. Cousins had 12, I think. But your point is taken. Your point is taken, and it's taken seriously.
It's funny. Steph's averaging 28, and so is Durant.
Why is that funny?
It's just, you know, when we say who's the MVP, there is no MVP.
Right.
And damn it, we've almost played 82 games, and the numbers are what they're equal. That's what I'm saying.
510 said, it sounds like you guys have completely counted the Lakers out. Well, of course.
They're done. We've
also counted the Kings out. They're done.
They just, ever since they acquired Harrison Barnes, they couldn't win the close ones. I'll just throw that out there.
I do, for the next minute or two, want to talk about this NCAA tournament. Since you're now a college basketball expert.
And I got Michigan State winning it all.
Okay, what seed are they? Do you know? Do you have a bracket in front of you? I don't even have a bracket.
I filled one out, and Tommy Call told me to invite you to fill out his bracket.
That's all right.
Yeah.
How much is it? I filled out mine.
$10.
Okay.
Yeah. Pay later.
So who's in the Final Four?
I got Duke. See, before I just got
Michigan
State. You're making
excuses before you're even telling me.
No, I want to go look at my bracket because I know you. You're like the feds. If I say something wrong and got two of the same teams in the same conference, just keep talking. I'm going to bring it up for you. I'm excited, Spidey.
St. Mary's in. They're playing Villanova. I'll be rooting hard for St. Mary's in that game. Villanova, Guru, you probably don't even know this, one of my least favorite colleges of all time.
Why? Ed Pinckney, when they upset, yeah, come on.
It's kind of a little bit of the USC thing, you know?
I don't know.
A little bit entitled. There's some entitlement there.
You going there, Villanova.
A little bit of entitlement. You know, and they have God at Villanova. So they think they're one step up on you because they know God and they're into that.
Got a good looking coach, Jay Wright.
Yeah.
A good
coach,
his name?
Too.
I get his name right?
He's a good somebody says, Guru, Michigan State's best player just got hurt last night.
Yeah, I watched the game and they beat Michigan.
But they're missing their best player. I thought
we don't know his status by Thursday.
Oh, he's in trouble. He's in trouble. You can tell. I thought you were an expert. How do you not know what's going on with Michigan State?
I just told you I watched the game.
What's his name again? Their best player?
I'm not going there. I don't got names.
Aarons.
Yeah, Aarons. I'm just telling you.
Who are your other four or the other three?
Just give me a second.
All right.
You know what? I'm not
okay.
Even feeling
it. Okay, I got you. I got
you. Had I been known that you were going to ask me about my bracket, I'd have it ready, you know?
I mean, you can't remember the four teams that you had?
I got a new lease on life. I'm not talking until I know for sure with you. You know what I mean?
Well, how about this? Do you know this? Guru, would you still pick Westbrook if you started a team today?
Hell no.
Okay, so that's changed.
Yeah, he's gained butt weight.
Okay.
Yep, his tail has got big and he's dragging. I'm telling you, he's not quick like a cat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. We've done this before, 610. He now would start a team with Devin Booker. Guru would now start a team.
After Devin came in here and dropped 37, I believe.
Michigan State's a number two. Michigan State's okay. A number two. Let me see. Is Villanova number? No, Villanova's not a one.
Oh, no.
They?
They're lucky to even be in.
I'll tell you the team I like. Buffalo. They play hard.
Hey.
I saw a 72-second feature on him yesterday.
Oh, you ready? I got
Buffalo
my final
four. Oh, it's St. John's. I'll root for St. John's. Who's St. John's play? Let me guess, Buffalo.
No, they got the play-in game, too.
Oh, that's right. It's Bobby Hurley against Chris Mullin.
And that was a gripe I got. Why do they got to play an extra game and everybody else just has to play six? They got to play seven.
Okay, hold on to that.
We'll get you again.
Yeah, okay.
My final four, Duke, Michigan, State, Virginia, and North Carolina.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
415 says Virginia all the way. That's a bad take.
Why would you say that?
Because they're not going to win at all.
You
aren't they the team
that
lost to a 16 last year? The only team in
that
NCAA
has nothing history? To do with
yes,
this.
No, it does. You can't win playing that
Chaminade
style.
Line one. You go around that.
Let's see if they can win games 55-50 in the tournament.
What about your
that
boy
ship
Zion,
is stale.
Though? He looks like LeBron. Physically, he looks like a man amongst boys.
I don't care. And in fact, I'm starting to root against Zion.
He's the only Duke player that's beloved. Everybody hates
everybody
Duke
says,
players.
Everybody says Barrett.
This guy,
Barrett might be a better prospect. That's what everybody's saying.
Yeah, well. Somebody's saying Guru didn't fill out a bracket. I did.
510 says you don't want to go through the heavyweights. Guru, you want to match up with Curry? You want to go through?
No, not me.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. I don't play scare. Scare money. You ever heard, was it? What is it? Scare money don't make money. I think. Come on, Steiny. I didn't know. We got
707 liquidating all assets that Guru has not filled out a
it's
bracket.
Right
Let's
here.
Go to Anna. We are going to Anna to find out what's on in the game.
All right. Thanks, Daniel. Kevin Durant returns to the court after missing the last two games with an ankle contusion. Warriors face the Spurs tonight in San Antonio. And Andre Iguodala will miss the game because of a tooth extraction. And DeMarcus Cousins will also be out with a sore right ankle. He'll have an MRI done today. So stay locked to 95.7 The Game for any updates on Boogie. On the bright side, we see the return of an old mate. Andrew Bogut will be available tonight in San Antonio. Steve Kerr says he is going to play him. How will he fare? Sonny and Guru will ask assistant coach Mike Brown at 11:30. Then Warriors director of player personnel Larry Harris will talk to Pop and Bonte today at 2 p.m. Coverage of tonight's game against the Spurs starts with Warriors Live at 3:30. Then your chance to win some cash in Warriors Trivia Takedown at 3:50. Listen to all the action right here on 95.7 The Game. And Golden State also announced the first show to perform at Chase Center this fall. Who is it? Well, stay tuned after the break to find out. And the 49ers made it official, re-signing defensive back Jimmy Ward to a one-year deal. Brought to you by Togo's and Sutter Health. I'm Anna Kagadakis on Bay Area's number one sports station, 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Stein, Metz, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Coming up in 10 minutes, Mike Brown, assistant coach of the Golden State Warriors. He'll be joining us. Talk to him about what's going on with DeMarcus Cousins, maybe how they'll use Bogut a little bit. And the Warriors, of course, getting ready for the stretch run before the postseason, coming off back-to-back wins against the Houston Rockets and Oklahoma City Thunder. And, Goo, I don't think you're going to win your bracket.
And you would say that because?
You had Michigan State and Duke both in the Final Four. They're in the same bracket.
Well, there
same
was an bracket. Error. There was an error.
Exactly. Right.
But ask me who I got winning it on my actual bracket.
Michigan
that
State.
I out. No, I had Duke winning.
Oh. All right. That's a gutsy pick.
And I picked Michigan over Michigan State. And, it's about Zion. We're just living in his world right
sure.
now.
I'm not living in his world. Like
you don't want to.
You're right. I don't. Why would I want to live in his world? Who is he? Some punk.
He's about to be the next.
The
phenom. Yeah,
right. And you're going to be the first guy to tear him down when he isn't. You will be.
But
you will be. When he's not LeBron James, you're going to say he underachieved, even though I'm telling you right now, he's not going to be as good as LeBron James. So why don't you start getting your failure takes ready?
No, it wouldn't even be failure. But just tell me you get why people are in line, mesmerized, watching him jump.
How would I know? I don't watch him.
Oh, you didn't see him the other
night? No, why would I? I don't like college basketball, but for the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, but this is different. Guys like this come around, you know, often. Billy Sims, Earl Campbell, all the greats in college where you just know. Lou Alcindor. You watch Lou?
Yes, and I think you're preposterous comparing Zion Williamson to a LeBron James and to a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. They're two of the top five players in NBA history.
Well,
what can he do? You're already saying he's next.
This is what he does.
You're setting him up to fail.
And you're saying me being the world.
Yes.
Everything he does is different. That's all. He's athletic. I don't know what he's going to be. He's Steiny. It's different, man. Came out of a leather shoe.
Okay.
Busted out of his shoe.
Ooh, yeah, that's
strength and power.
Yeah.
But it's part of, we're going to look back. Hey, remember you busted out that shoe? What did that symbolize, Zion?
You know what?
Power.
Guru?
Yeah.
Yeah, if that's what you remember about Zion Williamson, then he's officially stunk.
And he's about to break a backboard. It may
so
be
why?
In the NBA.
Who cares? What? Like, the stuff that appeals to you is unbelievable.
Hey, just with this kid, don't put it across the board like I come in with that all the time. Come on now. But I do understand the Zion fatigue, but, dude, he's special.
We'll see.
Yeah.
But, again, this is like, yeah, and I am lumping you in with the media. This is what you guys do.
It's out of control.
This is what you guys do. I mean, you think about it. How in the world is Zion Williamson going to have a pro career where people say, wow, he was better than we thought? Impossible, because you think he's already going to be a top five player in the history of the game. How's he different than Blake Griffin?
Yeah, he doesn't even have a jump shot, Zion, in anything remotely close.
Blake Griffin did.
Yeah.
And does.
I'm not saying I'm just athletically, he's got some gifts that a lot of guys and gals.
Okay, so he's more athletic than Blake Griffin.
Well, he's just more. Blake coming out of college was, you know, he was just Blake. He wasn't supposed to be this next.
Do you remember?
Yeah, but
do you remember Blake coming out
to this degree? It wasn't to this degree, Stoney. And Blake was athletic. I ain't taking nothing away from him. But, man, Zion's got to get a jumper. I don't know if he's going to live up to it.
And see, that's the other thing.
Yeah.
You spent 2 years talking about Ben Simmons' jumper, but your boy Zion, he doesn't, you know, we don't even talk about that.
Oh, he's
we don't even talk about
he's it. He's headed down the same roads, Donnie.
But you won't hate on him like you do Ben Simmons, right?
No, I don't hate on Ben.
Yes, you do.
Ben's got
you hate
skills.
On Ben Simmons.
No, I'm doing what you're doing with Zion. I'm like, this guy can't be the next LeBron without
I never
jumper.
Said he was the next LeBron.
The
I wouldn't make that
did.
Mistake.
Yeah, the world did.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, and I took offense to it. That's all. The kid can play. That's all, Stoney. I'm doing it. You're doing exactly what I'm doing.
No, it's different. Because Zion, I mean, Ben Simmons already proven himself. He's had two NBA seasons in which this guy's damn good. This guy's going to be a factor.
But for his team to win the finals or get to him.
Now it's win the finals.
No, I'm just talking about Ben. He's got to get a jumper.
That. I can't do that. I can't.
So it's
Philly's fault. It's Ben Simmons' fault.
You never said wow watching Zion. That's all. Give me that.
I haven't seen him. You know what? Here's the highlight I saw. Him playing against freaking Cornell or some Columbia, Dartmouth, some horse behind team.
Will Chamberlain scored 100 and I say, oh, he was playing against Pee Wee Hermans. Nobody cared about that.
It was an NBA game.
Oh.
He's playing against NBA players, and Zion's playing against Division I AA.
He's still fantastic.
And this is exactly what I think. This is what it sounds like to me. Zion is Larry Johnson 2.0. That's kind of what I see. Nice player, but
LJ, before the back injury now, Grandma.
Can I also ask you a question?
Yep.
Who's ever dominated in the NBA mostly with athleticism? Steiny, have you watched him play? No, I have not. I have not watched him play.
I find that hard to believe.
I'll watch him in the tournament. What, do you think I'm going to watch him this past week in those useless games?
What about J.R. Ryder?
What about him?
Athletically. Did he dominate in the league with athleticism?
First of all, he never dominated.
Oh, he was a bad boy. I want to say Dominique, but Dominique, that feels like I'm taking something away from
exactly.
Him.
Exactly. Dominique was a great offensive player.
He was a bad boy.
This is always one. We could talk about this one too, Goo. How do you feel about this? Steiny, being in your profession, it's your duty to do some research on this guy. Don't give an analysis on him. You just said you haven't watched him. I didn't watch DeAndre Ayton either, and I nailed him. See, when you nailed him, how?
He's having a good rookie season.
Okay.
You think Phoenix regrets that pick?
Okay. But
go ahead.
I do think they regret that pick. And they would pick Doncic and Trae Young if they had any common sense today and would be able to look in the mirror. You know it. You'd rather have Ayton and Doncic?
I'm not ready to say
I am.
Ayton is a do-over. I think Phoenix is happy with him. They got to get more Doncics around him.
And here's the other thing. I'm watching pro games. Watching pro games all yesterday. There's not enough time.
I guess we're talking highlights too, though. But I hear you. A dunk is a dunk. But you're about to watch him then.
I'm going to have plenty of time to see him in the tournament and then in the NBA.
Dude, that game, they just played North Carolina last week. I'm sure you know you didn't watch. What he was doing was incredible. And I know a lot of it was athleticism, but it was a lot of athleticism.
Great. Like 90% of the players in the league are athletic.
Yeah, but
this is a problem.
Okay.
This is a problem. You're right. I shouldn't talk about him. I've never seen him. I called him a punk because I was kidding. Yeah. God, come on. People
take you. Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, they listened, Stoddy.
I'm just saying, if the number one thing you continue to say about Zion Williamson is he's just so athletic. I haven't heard anything passing. I haven't heard anything about his defense. I haven't heard much about his shooting. Athleticism. Guess what? That don't cut it without talent.
Somebody said Giannis.
That don't cut it without.
Is he doing that with just athleticism right now?
No, he's not. He scores more points in the paint than anybody in basketball. He also knows how to pass Giannis. Look, maybe he is. Here's the thing. I have nothing against Zion Williamson.
Because he's going in the top
three
picks.
Nothing against Zion Williamson, but for people like you who are already saying and comparing him to LeBron James and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
But I can look myself
I'm actually standing up for the kid.
And say, you are right. I don't feel bad because I'm doing that. Guess what, Steinmetz? Because you're on an island all by yourself. The world's doing it. And we're all wrong. But that's how breathtaking this kid is. You owe it to yourself and him to watch him. Forget what all we say. Twitter and
I'll
Facebook.
Watch him.
Treat yourself.
Yeah, I will.
And say, you know what, kid?
Make it to the NBA.
The lottery. It's coming. What team is he going to change their future, buddy? Knicks?
Maybe. Not yet. So,
how do I get excited over the littlest things?
Dude, you do. I mean, you get excited when a guy breaks somebody's ankles. You just have different things.
You called it the blender. You taught me that's what it's called.
Look, you think some things are important that other people don't. And, and I think things are important that you don't think are important.
But as long as Zion Mania is not created by your boy Goo,
world. No, it's everybody. Okay, right. It's everybody. It's not you.
Right.
I see it on these nitwit shows.
That's all I'm saying.
I mean, just think about this for one
second. I'm part of the club.
You just said Zion Williamson, LeBron James, and Kareem. Like, what? That's just so unfair. It's just so unfair. And you know what? And we're getting a kick out of it, and I am laughing. Yeah. But the bottom line is, if he's not LeBron James, you will kill him. You'll actually call him an underachiever.
It'll be my job.
Yeah, and that's a shame, because that's a joke.
And you know
what
happened?
And that's not right.
Let's end it on this. We don't even got to end it. Zion was doing these highlights in high school, and they went viral. And I'm watching like, okay, this kid can't play. He can't do it in college. And then here he is. He gets a scholarship to Duke, and now it's in our face. So I'm saying to myself, could he do it in the NBA? And I'm looking at that big
you've
body.
You've already determined he can.
Oh, we're going to watch.
You compared him to LeBron James.
The high school focus and the intrigue, that's what I'm comparing, Stoney. But his game's got a long way to go before he can be Bron or remotely close. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm giving you
all
that.
Right.
I know what I'm watching.
And I know what you just said. So he's going to be LeBron James, and now he's got a long way to go before he's LeBron James.
LeBron is too high.
What about Kareem? Is Kareem too high?
Yes.
Then why'd you do it?
I was just talking about vertical and the hops and that type of stuff.
Kareem doesn't have vertical. Kareem doesn't have vertical.
He's like Giannis.
We got Mike Brown? Oh, we got Mike Brown. Mike Brown. Darryl the Guru Johnson says thank you very much. Because he was going down hard in this argument, Mike. I'm telling you.
A little Zion mania, Mike. That's all. Give the young kid some props.
I know you probably can't talk about Zion Williamson, but my guy's comparing him to LeBron James and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Potential.
And I'm saying, how's that kid ever going to succeed if that's the expectation?
Expectations in this business are tough. You know, that part is true. But, you never know about each individual out there.
Yeah, I got you, Mike, but too much pressure. I mean, no.
Sounds like Mike understands where the mania is coming from.
Of course he does. Of course he does. DeMarcus Cousins obviously getting an MRI today. Mike, did this kind of sneak up on you a little bit? Because we were all watching Saturday's game, didn't really notice anything. And, I mean, is it concerning?
No, I don't think it's concerning. He seemed like he was okay after the game last night. And, you know, here's a guy that missed a lot of basketball. And not on top of that, you know, he's a big individual. And to get back out on the floor and play the way he has played, we've asked a lot of him. He's given a lot. You can imagine from time to time something could happen. And, the biggest thing is he was in great spirits after the game. And now we're just kind of sitting back and waiting.
Mike, I was telling my partner here, these last two games, to me, have been the best two games of the season. You go to a hostile environment, and you just come out like Mike Tyson and punch the teams in the mouth. And I'm saying to my partner, these are the two best games they've played, but they can't be because Kevin Durant didn't play. He comes back tonight. You're on the bench. You coach. You know what it's about. Does the team feel like they played any different, or how does, do you bring KD back to it after these two big games? Do you even speak about it, or no, it's just status quo?
For the most part, it's status quo for us. Our biggest thing in these last two games is we got back to playing defense the way that we're capable of. And, we scored and we put up some big quarters against these two opponents, but defensively, we've been really, really good in the last two ball games, and we hadn't been that good or anywhere near that throughout most of the year. You know, maybe in spurts we might have played that way, but definitely not for an entire ball game. And so the one thing we did tell our group was, hey, we've had two really good games defensively, where we were clicking, everybody was in the right spot, we're flying around, protecting one another. Let's keep that going because we have a lot of weapons to be able to put some points up on the board.
Speaking of defense, Mike, why do you think Klay Thompson has never made any kind of all-defensive team, first, second, or third?
The biggest thing I think that takes away from people recognizing what he does for us defensively is just his ability to shoot the ball. Everybody, when you think of Klay Thompson, that's almost the first, second, third thing that comes to mind just off of perception alone, watching him play. And then you hear about him getting 63 points off of two dribbles, stuff like that. And so people are so infatuated with that, they kind of lose sight of what he really does for us that is probably just as precious as his ability to shoot the ball, which is defend, not only defend, a lot of times our opponent's best offensive player on the perimeter, but more importantly, our opponent's best pick and roll player. So a guy that's going to be involved in a lot of ball screens, getting hit constantly, and even some pin downs, but that type of offense to guard a guy chase him over screen after screen after screen, knowing you're going to get hit, but you still have to pursue. And then you got to go down to the other end and make shots. That's a tough way to go when you're talking about a two-way player in today's game, with as much as people play pick and roll with the floor spread and all that other stuff.
Coach, I know you've been around the game a long time. Were you at all shocked when you heard Andrew Bogut was coming back? And could you see a scenario with Cousins out that we see the big man in the starting lineup?
Were you in our coaches' meetings this morning?
I know some folks, Mike.
You know some folks that know some other folks, so that's why you got that information. Yeah. No, you know what? We basically pursued Bogut for any scenarios such as we're facing tonight. You know, the West is full of big bodies that are capable scorers at any given time, and you know, teams will throw the ball into a guy like Nurkic or Jokic or Steven Adams, and you know, all three of those guys are going to be in the playoffs, and so to be able to have a big experienced body like Bogut, not only for defensive purposes and rebounding purposes, but you know, especially a guy that knows how we play, is just a huge plus for us. And you know, just so happens that DeMarcus will not play tonight, and San Antonio has a big that's given us trouble in the past in LaMarcus Aldridge, and Bogut's the prime candidate to step in and give us a few minutes to begin the game off with.
Guys didn't even practice, and you're going to put him in a starting lineup?
He's practiced plenty of times. We're over in Australia or something like that.
Hey, does he look the reports are that he looks spry and maybe even a little thinner than when he left here. Is that noticeable?
Yeah, he does. And, you know, obviously I wasn't here when he played here, but coaching against him, I feel like I have a pretty good handle on you know, what he was before and where he is now, especially with his body and his game too. And just talking to him this morning and looking at him, he looks like he's in great shape. And you're correct, he does look a little leaner than what he was when he left. And so I think that time over in Australia playing, you know, once a week, at most twice a week, and you know, having days off in between, especially at his age, has done himself and his body a lot of good.
Hey, there you go, Guru. You were right.
Yeah,
I was wrong. I didn't think they were going to put Bogut back in the starting lineup immediately.
Yeah, but, no, we love Coach. Any update on the Cousins MRI?
Not yet. Like I said, after the game, he was feeling pretty good. So as soon as we get word back from that, I'm sure Double R will hit you guys. You guys can get it out there.
All right. Hey, Mike, thank you so much for joining us. Always appreciate it, and good luck tonight.
Appreciate it, guys. Anytime. Y'all
all right.
Take care.
Thank you very much.
That's a real cat.
I mean, here's the question. I'm going to look back into the – and I'm going to throw this out to the listener. Did he or did he not say Bogut was going to start? I tried to
– Oh, he did.
Did he?
Oh, there's no doubt. He's getting the first
Let me ask you this. Okay, well, let me ask you this.
Some told me that.
If you were a reporter
– Okay.
Would you report Bogut starting tonight?
This is the sound that the people can. I'd be typing that story right or texting right now.
See, I don't know. Like, you know what?
He said, why not? He's the prime candidate.
I know. What's funny, Goo? Seriously, if I were like a writer on the team and I just bumped into Mike in the hallway and those is exactly what he said,
you got to keep that to yourself?
No, I don't. You don't have to keep it to yourself, but to me, it didn't quite sound like 100%.
But he gave us 97 for us to run with
there?
The
did,
three.
Did that sound like Bogut was starting tonight? Thumbs up from Carl.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Thumbs up. Yeah. Okay.
Coach hooked us up with a little info.
All right, I'm not going to report it, but if somebody else wants to report it, go ahead.
Wow, Andrew Bogut.
Andrew Bogut. You say it. Andrew Bogut, the prime candidate to start tonight for DeMarcus Cousins.
That's exciting.
Wow.
Yeah. And why not, Steiny, if he's ready?
What if I told you that is one where it's like, I'm not going to believe it until I see it.
I'm with you. Right. Oh, wow. But why, if he's ready to play basketball, starting shouldn't be any different than coming in the second or third quarter.
I wonder if, and it seemed like what he said was, because they got a big in Aldridge, that's what he did. 707 said he said Bogut starts tonight. Did he really say it, or is that what we kind of...
No, it's the text line heard it too, Stoney.
Okay, you guys are sports analysts. 95% is good enough odds.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Looks like Bogut's the prime candidate to start. I'm not... Interesting, though.
It's already...
Listen, Zion Williamson, we were talking about him a minute ago.
I can't believe no nickname.
I'm not watching him because I'm shirking responsibility. I love the NCAA tournament. I'll watch him there. This is too much pro hoops for me to watch.
No, I'm with you.
And, Zion Williamson, it's not that I don't like him. It's that I can see how it's setting up already. I can see how it's setting up already. He's going to have to be.
You fear for him. People are going to say you never lived up to being what you were. And you think it's not fair. And there's going to be another Zion coming.
That's exactly right.
And you're right. And to LeBron's credit, he outdid what people thought he possibly could be. I used to resent LeBron when he was in high school. Like, who's this kid getting, a game televised? And look what happens, Donnie. So I get where you come from. It's no Zion hate. You just hate the ideology behind it.
Steinmetz, go ahead and keep sleeping, man. You're late to the Trae Young. Hey, I started the Trae Young party, young man. 5-1-0. That started last November.
Last night.
That started November, almost 18 months ago. And you better not jump on the Zion bandwagon. All right, I promise I won't. Again, I think you put somebody like Zion Williamson in a can't-win situation if you're already comparing him to greats.
I hear you.
That's all.
And he won't be the last. But this poll gets started, Stoney. I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, how shocked are you? I am shocked. But it's the Roy Kerr. Like, hey, you coming to help? Here we go. We need help.
You were the one who predicted it. Why are you shocked? You were the one who had it.
No, the people on the text line are.
What do you mean?
They're shocked. I knew it was going to happen. And then I didn't tell you the night you missed Warriors Live when I predicted Iggy against the Rockets would start because it was a big game. You know, that came to fruition. So just kind of reminding people. But I can't wait to watch and see what shape Bogut is. And I know he's lost weight. Like, will the screens be... Will they still be?
Ha ha!
No, that ain't his game. Just crisp, because he lost some weight. He's gonna still be able to do those menacing screens.
I don't know.
What will his win be like?
All right, 408. I can get behind this. We get it, Steiny. You're smart. You're not jumping to conclusions. But damn it, watch Zion play. I will. I will. Tourney time, baby.
Yeah. Thursday. Well, no, tomorrow.
Yes. Yes, I did start the Trae Young, and you can't tell me any different. 408.
I hate to go ahead. I'm gonna
what? Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Trae Young was Trae Young before you said he was going to be good at the NBA.
Right.
So
it nobody,
ain't like
nobody thought
this
he'd
guy
be this
worked
good.
At a diner and
nobody
start
thought
playing
he'd be this
basketball.
Good.
Hey, I watched that game last night against Orlando.
Put it this way. Up until a month ago, people were saying Atlanta made a big mistake. Hmm. Are they saying that now? Do you realize? And here's your 1 minute of Hawk talk. Do you realize the Atlanta Hawks could get the number one pick, the number six pick, and have a slot for a max player?
Who wants to go there, though?
Are you kidding?
They'll get some. A lot of stuff happens.
Trae Young is on the team.
Yeah, no, I'm just.
He's going to be the type of guy who people want to play with. Let me ask you this. If the Atlanta Hawks get the number one pick and they get Zion Williamson.
Oh, it's must-see TV.
At that point, if I'm Kevin Durant, maybe I think of Atlanta.
You know it'll be rigged to where they won't get the number one pick.
I know they
pick.
Won't.
Yeah, they. It's
you know who's
all
getting
rigged.
It?
David Stern rigged it for Ewan, and it's been rigged ever since. That's why they go off in the back room and then come tell us what happened in the back room.
I know who's getting the number one pick. I'm willing. You know what? This is a liquidate all assets. Ready?
The New York Knicks.
No, they're not getting him.
Who get it?
You know who's going to get him? The freaking Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh,
you
no,
watch.
No.
They've
got everyone. They've
exactly.
won like, what,
exactly.
Nah,
it's almost like they're a protected team in the league. It's like, oh, they can't stink. We can't have Cleveland stink.
That's over, though, Steiny. That's over.
We'll see.
It's the Knickerbocker time.
see. Somebody says Zion reminds him of Julius Randle.
Who people laughed at me when I said Julius Randle. He's been playing some damn good basketball, Matt.
He's 40-something the other night.
Dude, and he can bring the ball up, and now he's shooting a three.
So that'd be great if Zion turns into Julius Randle.
See, for me, yes.
You just said he's LeBron. You just said he's LeBron.
Jumping, Steiny.
Oh, jumping.
Come on, man.
Jumping.
They're two different players. They don't even play the game like LeBron.
Who cares about jumping? Like, come on.
So you've never been in a gym where guys, you know, the run's over and you just go dunk, Steiny?
No, no. Mm-hmm. I work on my three. 650, Atlanta traded Doncic. Yeah, they did. And they got Dallas's pick this year. And you know what?
They're trying to
Maybe Doncic even. Maybe people taking Trae Young over Doncic right now. Doncic is chubby. He's chubby.
Baby
you notice
fat?
That?
Baby fat?
Yeah, he's just got that little Michelin.
Wow.
Little bit of Michelin.
Muffin top.
Did I miss the announcement about the Chase Center reveal? No, you didn't, but we have one.
Oh, here we go. We bet on this.
Do you even know what it is?
Yes. First person that's going to have a concert.
Okay.
And when we did it and Rick Welch came by and we did the show from the Chase Center.
Well, here it is. Who is it? You think you know? Does he know? Did you give him the show?
No, I don't know. I'm just going to take a guess.
Yeah, you're not going to get it right.
I'm going to go with a...
You know what? Before... You do know. I can tell.
I can tell.
He knows. I can tell just by how confident he came out. Chase Center's... this is reveal week. Chase Center's big announcement. First concert at the Chase Center.
Here we go.
Metallica. And the San Francisco Symphony.
Oh, wow.
Metallica and the San Francisco Symphony. They're going to team up. That's a team-up concert. September 6th.
Those are two opposites.
Nobody's going to be able to save that date right now.
Yeah, September 6th. If you're a Metallica fan, I could name one member in the group.
Oh, they got the guy who lives in Marin. Ooh. No. Metallica.
Dibley's from Marin.
This guy's more
famous. Okay.
Metallica. I think Metallica also has the one-arm drummer. Is that true? I think so. But the big boy.
You need two sticks, though.
The big boy in Metallica, I'm pretty sure, lives in Marin.
Oh.
We'll get these answers. Yeah. I think so with
That's
the Metallica
big.
Drummer. Or maybe I'm getting him mixed up with somebody else. Def Leppard, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Yeah. All good stuff.
Is Metallica better than Def Leppard? Are they better? Are they more? Let's go to Thomas, then we'll get to Gripes. I forgot about Gripes. Sorry, Goo.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Thomas?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Dynamite.
Yeah, I just want to comment on a couple things. First of all, man, you guys the only show I listen to and call in, first of all, man, because y'all keep it 100.
Thank you.
Another thing just proved me right about you, Steiny. You're a true OG, man. How you worked that conversation with Mike Brown, it was magnificent because three quarters of that conversation, I didn't know if Bogut was going to start. But then at the last part of the conversation when you said, Guru, I guess you were right. Bogut is starting. And Mike Brown didn't say nothing. Oh, yeah, he's starting. And then it made me think about something else. The last couple games, Cousins has been playing out of his mind. Like, he already got word that Bogut was on his way back. And not only that, he might get through in the starting lineup. So you better start stepping it up because they not comfortable with they seeing going in the playoffs how you keep getting worked by these guards and being out of position when they doing all this switching. Bogut didn't have to deal with that because he was a rim protector. So DeMarcus Cousins been playing out of this world. Then all of a sudden last night, we didn't never see him go down. All of a sudden he getting an MRI on the injury, and now we find out through Mike Brown that Bogut is starting tonight. Everything is making sense. And I'm telling you, if the conversation the caller had earlier about somebody coming off the bench because we got too many all-stars in at one time, somebody should come off the bench. Well, that solves it right there. If Bogut starts, DeMarcus Cousins can come in with the second unit and do his thing because Bottom line, bro, you coming off an injury, and you just not as efficient and effective rim protector as Bogut is. You're a good passer, and you got the little three-point shot, but we don't need that from you. We
Thomas.
Got four guys that can put it in the hole. All we need you to do is play D. And
Thomas, I got to get to Thomas, I love you. I got to get to Guru's gripes.
That was a compliment.
It's time for Guru's gripes. Fire away, Guru.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You're starting to piss me off.
It makes me so mad.
Oh, please don't make me angry, pal. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
King Kong ain't got on me.
It's time for Guru's gripes.
Mother sucker.
Lars Ulrich, that's the guy I was thinking of in Metallica. I think he's friends with Brad Gilbert.
Now, Steiny, I don't get out much, but this weekend I had a great weekend.
Yeah,
my boy Junior, what do you mean you know?
Go
Emmanuel
ahead.
Christie turned 50, and we had a surprise birthday party for him, and we had a nice hall, and this is just a PSA to all DJs. If the floor is not packed and people aren't dancing, you're doing it wrong. And my guy turned 50, and I'm sitting there watching nobody on the dance floor, but people wanted to dance. It was Pops, you know, whatever you want, Jameson, and whatever you want, Steiny. So that automatically made your job easier to lure them to dance, but nobody was dancing. And I said to myself, if I was a DJ, those are my initials, if I was in a DJ, I'd play in the club 50 Cent. It's your birthday, and 50 being, because my boy third. But that song didn't come on. So I'm just telling you, if you go somewhere, just kind of, and after it was over, I went to the DJ and told them, you got to be more in tune with, because music, people want to dance.
Who the hell are you? Who the hell are you to go up to a DJ and tell him what to do?
I told him when he's packing up, like.
You know what I would have said?
That was a C-.
You know what I would have said? Hit the pike.
No, you should have said hit the dance floor, but you didn't know what tunes to play. Come on, Steiny. You know there's some songs where people, they wanted, older people too, they want to be forced to, but he didn't play them. And he sat there having Jameson after Jameson, but the dance floor just desolate. So to all the DJs, the scoreboard is the dance floor. That's all. You're not much of a dancer.
No, not at all.
That explains it. I'm barking up the road tree. That's
it
all.
It is strange that they had a DJ, but nobody was dancing.
No, yeah, you gotta play the hits. And then my last one, Steiny.
James Hetfield is the other member of Metallica.
Adam Moran?
Metallica and the San Francisco Symphony apparently already recorded an album together before. So, yeah. All right, go ahead.
No.
You got about a minute.
The NCAA tournament starts Thursday, but no, it doesn't. They got play-in games to get to the tournament. How whack is that? So these kids, these teams celebrated, but they're celebrating to go play a game to get to the tournament. So you really didn't get in the tournament.
No, it is the tournament.
It's tournament starts Thursday.
It's called the NCAA play-in game.
Do you like it? It's whack.
I don't.
It's unfair.
But you know what? I don't care.
Why stop it? 60?
I don't care.
Just put 100 in then.
Why not 350?
Okay,
make it an open tournament for every college. That's what. You might want to do something
Dude,
like
this
that.
One, we broke some news today. And I asked a question.
What question?
About Bogut starting.
Okay, so what do you want?
Credit.
What did we used to say? A medal or a chest to pin it on? Isn't that what we used to say?
I'll take a medal.
Okay, but this is. You also said Jonas Jerebko was going to start at two guard the other day.
Hey, how'd you know I was out and about?
Because I saw some crap with you in sunglasses over the weekend when it was light out. All right, Papa and Bonte are next. Amick, I have the sheet in front of me, but now I lost it. But it's going to be good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.